Cops are in use. I'm John Scott. As President Trump's crackdown on crime in the District of Columbia continues, a top Justice Department official is discounting criticism that suggests crime statistics in Washington did not justify sending in the National Guard troops. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Harmeet Dillon says, the fact is, crime is rampant in D.C.
In various places, there's shootings, carjackings, muggings, attempted robberies. I personally experienced an attempted robbery this week while walking near the White House. And what the president has done really gives our federal law enforcement ability to operate here and shut down the crime. And it means that people who are committing crimes here are going to face actual prosecution and not catch and release like we're seeing in so many cities around the United States.
Harmeet Dillon's full this week on Capitol Hill interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Speaking with reporters while flying to Alaska, President Trump says he hopes to make progress today with Vladimir Putin.
We get along. There's a good respect level on both sides. And I think, you know, something's going to come of it. I noticed he's bringing a lot of business people from Russia. And that's good. I like that because they want to do business, but they're not doing business until we get the war settled.
President Trump aboard Air Force One. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's absence has raised concerns among European leaders ahead of the summit. On the economic front, shoppers spent a healthy pace in July, particularly at the nation's auto dealerships. Retail sales rose a solid 0.5% last month, and June spending was stronger than expected. That's according to the Commerce Department. The increase has followed two consecutive months of spending declines. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 103 points. This is SRN News. A Pakistani human rights group is raising its voice.
The Movement for Equality has been organizing marches and protests demanding that the government modify the application of its draconian anti-blasphemy laws. Those statutes, which can result in a death sentence, are often used by Muslims in Pakistan to settle petty squabbles with their minority Christian neighbors. Movement for Equality also points to a surge in false accusations and an increase in mob violence against those accused. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terrorist group is ramping up its attacks in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Christians are almost always the target, and tensions are running high. One local leader tells International Christian Concern, "Our population must stay alert. We are facing a persistent threat, and only by working together with the security forces and remaining cautious can we avoid further bloodshed." Muslim terrorism is running rampant in sub-Saharan Africa. This is SRN News. Flash floods triggered by torrential rains killing well over 200 people in India and Pakistan. Officials report that scores are missing. Rescuers have brought about 1,600 people to safety from two mountainous districts. In Pakistan, a helicopter carrying relief supplies crashed, killing all five on board. Talks on a treaty to address the global crisis of plastic pollution has ended.
In Geneva, nations remain deadlocked over whether a plastic pollution treaty should reduce exponential growth of plastic production and put global legally binding controls on toxic chemicals used to make plastics. Inga Andersen, executive director of the UN Environment Programme, says despite challenges, despite the disappointments, significant progress was made. She says this process won't stop, but it's too soon to say how long it will take to get a treaty down.
More details at srnnews.com.